I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Monumental change is our theme today. God's Spirit's moving and transforming lives from Sudan to Honduras. So stick around and find your place in the story. And we'll begin today in Sudan, where sometimes when you hear about a monumental shift in a government, hearing it from a national provides some perspective on just how significant these changes are. We had a chance to speak with Amos, a missionary who has a passion for the Arab world working in Sudan. He says small changes came first with increased freedom to travel and being able to get Bible tools back into Sudan. That led to a specific vision for gospel work. Here's why.
The next 3 years is very critical for the work of God in Sudan. What is happening now has never happened before. And I believe that is because of years of prayers for Sudan.
The next general elections are in 2022. Amos says they're already praying for the outcome on those. And to go from despair to hope in the space of 12 months brings a lot of confidence when they pray.
The government organized a workshop inviting the church leaders to discuss how the churches can be involved in the nation building of Sudan. This has never happened in the history of Sudan.
Amos invites us to join him in praying for some big things to continue in Sudan.
Pray for this transition government, that the Lord will put his fear upon their heart as the leadership, that they will pursue truth and justice that will bring unity.
Meanwhile, we've talked about how there still isn't a full Bible translated into any sign language. Deaf ministries like DOOR International are working to change that. But as DOOR translates portions of scripture into sign languages, other religions are starting to do the same thing with their holy books. DOOR's president and CEO Rob Meyer says for the first time ever, they have to incorporate apologetics, or learning to defend the Christian faith, into their deaf ministry.
Deaf people shared with us that they would really love to have access at a church, but right now, Jehovah's Witnesses are the only ones that actually share any information in the sign language of the community. And so a lot of deaf people attend those services and attend those organizations, even if they're not all that happy with it because they don't have an alternative.
Would you join us in praying? As deaf people gain more access to information in their heart sign languages, pray that the truth of the gospel will shine brighter.
We want them to know scripture backwards and forwards. We want them to have a vibrant, deep relationship with Christ, so that when these other ideas come, they can immediately spot the counterfeits. They can immediately know what the difference is between what that person is saying and what scripture says, and why that issue is so significant.
And in Honduras, residents deep inside the mosquito jungles are receiving written scripture for the first time. World Missionary Press and local partners are distributing scripture booklets in native languages by the thousands. Many are using the booklets as their Bibles. Helen Williams of WMP reports a widespread positive response.
When the booklets hit the field, the Spirit uses them, and because they're all scripture. And so, you know, this is exciting for us to see. We work hard to get things out the door, but we know that when they leave here, the work has just begun. And then we get these reports back. And this one ministry, they go in with 100,000, and then they're ready to go in and take a 23-hour trek into the jungle with another 200,000.
Partner ministries use these resources to reach new communities, including children and the disabled.
The door is wide open, the need is great, and people are responding, and we have active partners meeting needs in so many different areas.
Join this movement by helping fund increased scripture production, translation, and distribution to meet the demand. Pray for the partners on the ground and their successful outreach, as well as volunteer translators who make this work possible. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that will help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.